Buffalo police had closed off several intersections along Bailey Avenue. I was able to make my way to Bailey and Cloverdale, where other broadcast media had set up. Three of us were able to make our way one block south to Warwick before police told us to go no further. You could hear occasional bangs from tear gas canisters being discharged. Then, although I could not reactivate my microphone in time, there were at least 10 quick popping sounds. These were no longer tear gas canisters, and those same officers called out to us.
Hey guys, gunfire's coming this way.
Did you say gunfire?
Take cover.
All units in a heavy gunfire
ability. Let's go.
All right, we're gone.
It was unknown who fired those shots. Reports from the scene indicated two law enforcers, one from Buffalo Police and the other from State Police, had been injured after being struck by an SUV which drove into a line of officers during the 9 o'clock hour Monday evening. Two people inside that vehicle, we learned, were wounded by gunshots. A police presence, already large by 9 p.m. Monday evening, grew further as the night continued when state, county, and suburban agencies sent officers and vehicles. At least two SWAT teams were staged across the street from our vantage point. A car was set on fire in the Bailey East Delavan area. This was a night when Mayor Brown did not call for a curfew, but as unrest continues across the country following the death of George Floyd, it will be seen Tuesday whether Brown or Erie County executive polling cars change their minds. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.